السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the grandson of the esteemed and honorable Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards salvation and prosperity, the one who addresses Allah on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah. This is because I lean on you and I am inclined towards you. I tend towards no other." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his words. Imam al-Hussein's words to Ibn Ziyad. "Any person who prefers the satisfaction of the created, the people, over that of the Creator, Allah, they will never reach felicity. He does not deserve my reply, for it has been proven that he shall be chastised by Allah."
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائي عليك.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara al-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
As-salamu ala man ata'a Allah fi sirrihi wa alaniyatihi.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
As-salamu ala man ja'ala Allah shifa'a fi turbatihi.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
As-salamu ala man al-ijabatu tahta qubbatih.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
As-salamu ala man al-a'immatu min dhurriyatih.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the imams after him.
As-salamu ala ibn khatim al-anbiya. As-salamu ala ibn sayyid al-aghsiyaya.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
As-salamu ala ibn Fatimah al-Zahra. As-salamu ala ibn Khadijah al-Kubra.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija the Great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى السلام على ابن جنة المأوى السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the Lotus Tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the Garden of Refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
السلام على المرمل بالدماء السلام على المهتوك الخباء السلام على خامس أصحاب أهل الكسايا.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr al-Ruhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astayin. Assalamu alaykum wa abdillah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an episode of the program Dialect, and I'm Dr. Fakhr al-Ruhani, explaining to you some aspects of the discourses of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. When Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was in Karbala, in answer to a letter that he had received from Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, who had been the Umayyad governor of al-Kufa, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated to him that those people who prefer the wishes and whims of people over the desires and expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people would never reach felicity. It indicates that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to guide everybody to the right path. Regarding those people who had joined Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam right from Medina and then from Mecca, or on the way from Mecca to Karbala, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to strengthen their religious beliefs. And regarding those people who never belonged to his camp, to his side, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam intended to direct them to the right path. And this redemptive nature of the movement of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam should always be kept in view. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wasn't the Imam of initiating any war or any battle. Rather, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was the Imam of peaceful trends, the Imam of peacefulness, and the Imam of redemption, and the Imam of rescuing people from certain death and certain going astray. Then we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, in this connection, indicated it to the courier who brought a letter from Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad that those people who prefer the whims and wishes of other people to those of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never reach felicity. In this way, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indicated that Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, I mean himself as an individual and collectively, the Umayyad side wouldn't reach felicity. So we find that being felicitous counts very much in the movement of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Assalamu alaykum wa abdullah. Thank you.
Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Husayn today and always.
عليك مني.